We want to welcome everybody for our joint convention that we have between the Metro Ecclesia and the Detroit Ecclesia. And for our Bethel service this morning, we will have Brother Wally Elias from the Jackson class read our manna. Brother Elias.
I think this is about the first time I had a chairman come to me and have a message for me. Which is, take need to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and care of this life. What a work we realize to be before us, and what necessary for sobriety, vigilance, steadfastness. It is a life work, a life battle against a mighty foe entrenched in our flesh. The powers without are strong indeed, but the civil war within is by far more to be dreaded. If we become in any measure intoxicated with the spirit of the world, if we give way to self gratification, love of ease, pleasure, a little indulgence of any of the old disposition of envy, malice, pride, vainglory, venting of self, headiness, high-mindedness, wrath, strife, or any such thing, even a little, oh how great is the peril to which we are exposed. Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life.
And our morning resolve will be read by Brother Bill Manning.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints unto me, those who have made a covenant of sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be grateful to honor the Lord with my lips, that all my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him come what may.
Okay, thank you. And we'll have now the vow read by Brother Tom Murray from the Jackson Ecclesia.
I vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear collaborators everywhere. I vow to still be more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to that room stands wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Okay, thank you, brethren. Now we have Brother George's choice of a hymn, which is hymn 196. It'll be on the screen, so we can all turn to that, and or just read it off the screen. And then we'll have Brother Paul open with a word of prayer after the hymn.
Being together and sharing some time together out from the world. We're thankful that we're all able to gather here together, and pray that you'd be with Brother George, that you'd give him the words to say, that we can all receive a blessing from it, from your great plan. And we do pray for the full establishment of thy kingdom. That is our hope, and that is what we strive for. And just pray that we can have a good day of fellowship and a good time together. And we ask for forgiveness where we have fallen short, and we do ask all things in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.